It's time to dive into the latest news and updates from the Vegas Golden Knights. This is Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
And great to have you with us here from our studios in downtown Summerlin at City National Arena on this Monday, April Fools. Dave Gosher, Shane Knighty, great to have you with us. Golden Knights down to 8 games left in the regular season, and they've been playing some of their best hockey as of late. We get a lot to cover here over the next hour. Anthony Mantha is going to join us here very shortly, one of the newer Golden Knights. Shane, we're also going to hear from Bruce Cassidy, his media availability today. But I guess first things first, this team, which, you know, if you went back a few weeks, was trending in the wrong direction. They have certainly trend to the better here with 8-2-1 over their last 11 games.
Well, it's third periods, right? That was a struggle for this team. So putting together 60-minute efforts, looking the right way, and, you know, third periods, they just could not defend. And, you know, maybe you go back to the Flames game on the road a little while ago before that 4-game homestand where they really, I thought, in that homestand got their game back to where they needed it to be, defending tight, found ways to win, and then a lot better on the road, too. Just looking a lot more like the Golden Knights were used to, a structured team, a confident team in close games. You know, it's not like they had outright leads, either than the one game they did, which slipped away against Nashville, kind of unfortunate. Even Tampa, that's a game, you know, you look at the body work they had in that 60-minute game, they probably should have fared better, but did not end up that way, which it does sometimes. But overall, you know, kind of Bruce Cassidy mentioned, I think the coaching staff, you know, it's important the points, no question. They need to get into playoffs. They don't have the luxury. That's the situation they're put in, that they needed to win games. But more importantly, and kind of heard it when you talk to other coaches that are in a playoff right now, this last, 10, 15, as you break down kind of grouping of games, coaches want to get their game to look right. They're looking for the details to be intact. They're looking for that intensity to ramp up. You're all gearing towards what you need to be in playoffs, where your game needs to be at the top. And I think the Golden Knights, more than anything, yes, it's been great. And I think it's a result of that. They've gotten their game, and it's continuing to improve to that level where they want it to be when they hit playoffs.
They were 2-8-1 before in their previous 11 before the 8-2-1. Yeah. They literally have flipped it the other way, including winning 5 of 6. A lot of reasons for it. You mentioned, Shane, their level of comfort in close games. I mean, on this road trip, it's basically 4 one-goal games, yeah, right? The Winnipeg one is a couple of empty netters late, but it's 2-1 when Barbashev scores late to give them the lead. And so you've got their ability to pull out close games, and you can't get away from the play of Logan Thompson, wow, right? Coming in at a huge point in the season with the injury to Aiden Hill. 4 straight starts, 1 goal allowed in each of those 4 at a critical stage for him and the team.
An important time for him because, you know, there's been points all year, and Bruce Cassidy mentioned it. Kind of both guys have had opportunities to come in and be that difference, to grab hold of it. And, you know, Aiden Hill did it at the start of the year with his play. And I think right now it's Logan Thompson at the important time of year that's come in and really proved himself, taking his game to another level. He looks, to me, he looks more confident. And I, you know, that's probably an overused term, but it is so true for athletes, whatever position you want to say you are, or a goal scorer or defender, whatever, confidence in the game. And he has it right now. You can see his movements in the save. He made, you know, a couple of backdoor saves. I think it might have been Minnesota, but he's deep. He's positionally, he's in his net. He just looks comfortable. And, you know, couldn't come at a better time for him. What a performance he's been. It's wherever they can get past him in a game, because and that certainly helps. That solidifies, right? So now that gives a little confidence. You don't need to, as a team, go out there and understand, oh, we need to be absolutely perfect. You'd love to be, but the other teams are trying to win as well. They're going to have those pockets of pressure. And I think the other thing the Golden Knights done, they've eliminated those long stretches of time defending or whatever. They've been able to clean up their game in that area and understand the momentum shifts aren't as long as they used to be. Take back momentum in game, be more resilient, more urgency. So all those little factors have kind of added up for the Golden Knights. And Logan Thompson has been a big part of it. And I think the way they've defended as a group and through the neutral zone. So that's forwards, D, closing gaps, reloads, back pressure, however you want to term it, and allowed the D to hold up gaps. Certainly Noah Hanifin has been a huge addition. I think Anthony Mantha's come along. We'll still wait for Hurdle. Good to see him on the ice today, although in a red jersey for the Golden Knights, but certainly shows that he's closer. So health on this team and just overall play, I think, has and you know, Logan Thompson goaltending has really been a big positive for them, and you can see it in the results.
You mentioned the timely save, Shane, you know, a couple in the Minnesota game the other day.
St. Louis overtime penalty shot.
Penalty shot in Buchnevich. Appleton late in Winnipeg, right? Cross-ice pass where he made a huge
save.
Maybe
that's the one I'm thinking. I knew there was a cross-ice pass. We do a lot of games.
You know what's funny? With the games we don't do, like the Minnesota game the other day.
I watched it.
I kind of tuned in and saw some of the highlights, but my memory's a lot better of the games we do because I'm a little bit – my ADD doesn't kick in as much when we're actually doing the games, which is a good thing. But, you know, that's an area that, you know, honestly had been lacking a little bit for the Golden Knights. Timely saves at a big moment. You know, they don't have many blemishes on their record here over the last couple of weeks. You know, it the game they lost on the road trip, they have 2-3-goal leads in Nashville, and it's a tough spot. You know, Yuri Patera coming in, he's great the first two periods.
Yeah, great through 40.
And then the Predators really take advantage of their opportunities in the third.
They're opportunistic, and their top guys came through. You know, you got Forsberg, you got Nyquist, and O'Reilly.
You know. And then Josi wins it in overtime, right? So, but, you know, from the Golden Knights standpoint, look, right now, their cushion for a playoff spot is 8 points. So they're 8 up with 8 to go on St. Louis. You know, the Blues have, they're 5 back of L.A. Kings have a game in hand. So, you know, if you backed up the calendar a few weeks, I remember we were at the end of one game, Shane. I can't remember. Might have been the Tampa game or where that cushion for a playoff spot was 3 points. And that's nothing. I could be gone in
Hey, we're more concerned about it than the players, though. There's a leadership group. Yeah. There's a veteran group in there that – And credit to them. They were right because they got their game back to where they needed it to be. They got the points they needed to give them a little bit more comfort. That said, still nothing has been accomplished yet, and we'll continue to roll around. And big game against Vancouver coming up next. So you're facing the top of the Pacific, a possibility in playoffs. So all those things come into play.
Well, we're going to step aside here. Lots to come. We're going to take a break a little bit early because Anthony Mantha is ready to join us in studio. So we'll talk to one of the newest Golden Knights here momentarily. Quick reminder for you fans, if you want to watch the Golden Knights for free, Scripps Sports is bringing you all the locally broadcast games to fans for free with the teams within the team's broadcast territory. Fans can watch the Golden Knights on Scripps Sports through Vegas 34. Visit NHL.com/Vegas Golden Knights for more information about Scripps Sports and television broadcast this season. One caveat to that, tomorrow night's game against Vancouver will also be on KTNV, the ABC affiliate here in the Valley, so you can watch the Golden Knights on either Vegas 34 or Channel 13, KTNV, tomorrow night. Dave and Shane with you on Nighttime at Noon. Anthony Mantha joins us after this on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
We're back to Nighttime at Noon on your home for the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Las Vegas.
The Golden Knights getting set to take on the Vancouver Canucks tomorrow night here at T-Mobile Arena. Dave and Shane with you at Nighttime at Noon. Quick reminder for you, get some fresh air and escape to the Rock Creek Cattle Company located in the heart of Montana. This hidden gem is a 28,000-acre cattle ranch that has amenities catered for the entire family, including world-class golf, fly fishing, horseback riding, and lots more. Exclusive memberships and real estate opportunities are available now. Visit rockcreekcattlecompany.com for more information. Happy to be joined by Anthony Mantha, one of the newest Golden Knights, joining us here on K10. We were talking before we came on, Anthony, kind of getting settled in a little bit. It's been a couple of weeks since the trade. How's the acclimation process been for you?
It's been good. Obviously, everything happened so quick, so you're kind of moving into the hotel here, and then you're scrambling to either find a fully furnished place, or what I did was Airbnb for long term, and we moved in maybe a week and a half ago. Family came in to join me. So now we're all set for the rest of the season, and we could just concentrate on hockey.
I was going to say, how easy is that now? You know, you come in, everything's a whirlwind. You get put in, new team, you know, new system. Sometimes they don't change much, but new terminology, new coaches, teammates. You leave family in that situation. Now you kind of got all together. Does it you know, and you've had time, you've started to build chemistry and everything. Does it feel now you're set, like you said, this is, you can just focus on the hockey, all those kind of other little details that have been taken care of?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a couple of days to kind of get used to everything. The system, like you said, was a little different. But once I moved in, once I know the system, once the family's here, I don't need to kind of worry about them, flights and hotels or whatever it might be. So now it's just focus and play good hockey, and that's what they're here for, to cheer me on, to be around me, and now it's all business.
I know that you went down this road before in terms of being traded, but this most recent one, you know, Shane talks about he was traded quite a bit in his career, but sometimes you see it coming, sometimes it's out of left field. Where did this one coming to Vegas fit in?
Coming to Vegas, I knew it was going to happen this year, you know, becoming a UFA over the summer. You kind of hear a lot of things. The agent kind of keeps you in the loop, but at the end of the day, you never know where, right? And I think there was four teams maybe in the hunt that my agent told me, and when I got the call for Vegas, I mean, I was thrilled, you know. Of one, it's an awesome place to play. Of two, you're coming in with so much experience of them winning last year, and it's a group that was able to do it, and I'm sure is able to do it again.
Has there been anything that surprised you about this group here in Vegas since coming to the team, or is it kind of what you expected?
Honestly, they have a lot of fun. Like, they're chirping each other, obviously friendly chirps and everything, but I think that was the biggest thing. You know, like, you always hear about it when teams win together. There's always good inside jokes and inside chirps, and firsthand when I got here, that was what I noticed the most.
Well, they got the lead guy in that is Marcia, so should you get chirped in French or English from him?
I'm off his radar at the moment.
Oh, at the moment, he's still off.
Maybe he's still trying to learn a couple things.
And just for you, you come into a team, and it seems like, you know, you've really found a fit with William Karlsson. He's kind of the guy that he's had a lot of different wingers, but you and Dorofeev of that line, is there something there you found instantaneous, or?
Yeah, I mean, Pav, obviously, he's just a scorer, right? Yeah. So as soon as we give him good opportunity, he's going to put it in the back of the net. And so far, he's been doing that. Karlsson's just a great two-way player. I mean, he creates so many turnovers, creates good offensive zone time. And I was just trying to fit in and obviously winning some battles, getting some shots, making some plays, and it just kind of clicked.
It seems like Karlsson would be an easy guy to play with. Is that accurate?
What
makes it easy?
Well, like I said, he's able to create turnovers everywhere on the ice, either in D zone or in O zone, and then he's able to make that extra play. You know, it's one thing creating a turnover, but then getting the puck and actually making the right play is another level, and that's what he's able to bring to the game.
Anthony Mantha joining us here on Nighttime at Noon, Fox Sports Las Vegas. Detroit for many years and Washington for the last few. I'm curious to get your assessment of watching this whole thing in Vegas and, you know, from year one to winning it last year. From afar, what did you make of it?
Was it Quebec City or Vegas back in the days? I don't remember. Was it what they were kind of for the expansion team? Or was that St. Louis?
Quebec's always in the conversation.
Yeah. Anyways, we were obviously, being from Montreal, hearing so much about Quebec City wanting a team and all of that. And then when they announced Vegas, obviously every player was thrilled, you know. If they could have the fans, that was the number one question. If they could have the fans back in the day, it would be an awesome place, of one, to go, of two, to obviously play for. And they haven't disappointed. Obviously, the fan base here is unreal. Every game is almost a show, you know. Like, they're doing it right to bring fans to the games and to entertain them way before we get on the ice. You know, that spectator, they get the experience, everything on the ice, and it's just been super awesome to see it develop, and they did it right.
Have you had your chance to explore Vegas outside yet, or that's gonna? I guess you haven't been here very long.
Yeah, and I mean we've had games every other night of one.
It's a tough time of year to do it.
Exactly, and of two, I mean, we've had 6 days on the road, then 5 days before that. So, I did maybe 3-4 restaurants, and that's about it.
But have you been surprised? Like, a lot of people, you come to Vegas, especially it's the Strip, T-Mobile, downtown, the Strip. But now you're seeing the Oscars here in Summerlin, and there's a lot more to it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what people don't recognize. What we did when we came is, you know, how great it is, the community outside.
Yeah, for sure. The Strip, I mean, I've done it as a visitor. Yeah. I've been here on vacation to play a little bit of golf back in the days,
okay,
too.
Nice.
So, I mean, I've been around the Strip, but like you said, outside here, Summerlin area, I've never been. Kind of visiting here, going to restaurants around here. Some of the guys brought me out to So High the other night to play some golf. So it's just been awesome. It's been a really good experience and kind of trying to take everything in.
You a good golfer?
I try to be.
Well, we all try to be.
What's your handicap?
I'm at 2.5 right now.
Well, that's better than certainly me. It'd probably be better than you.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's prime summer.
Yeah. You know, like, not April 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the best place you've played? Favorite spot?
Ooh.
Here or everywhere?
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere?
It's a big world out there. And, well, it'd be a two-parter. Where did you enjoy playing the most, and what's on the top of your bucket list?
Ooh. I mean, the best round temperature-wise and experience, I think, was Pebble. We got a chance to play it this year on a road trip, actually, in California.
Yeah.
So Pebble Beach was really awesome. I would say that's probably my number one, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. So it kind of answers both questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you played? You played Pebble, right?
No, you have. I know. Yeah. You married there or something, didn't you?
Well, I went on a honeymoon.
Oh,
that's
close.
The way you roll that right in. You know?
I don't know.
You haven't played there. It's somebody of your stature hasn't played Pebble.
No, but we came in showing Rock Creek, our company, Bill Foley's property.
Yeah.
That golf course is. I'd put that on your list to play.
Yeah, the guys all talked about it when I think when they won last year. That's where they went.
Yeah, I don't think there's a blade of grass at a place.
And, no. So are you a big PGA fan? Like, they were in Houston yesterday. The Masters coming up. Like, if you're home, is it on in the background on the weekends?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm not just gonna sit for a long time and watch it. But if I'm on the road, it'll be on the iPad in the room or things like that. Yeah. At home, I mean, with a baby, you kind of get entertained right there, and you don't really have the TV to be on if it's not her show.
Who's your guy? Do you have a favorite guy on the tour these days?
That's a good question. I really like Cameron Smith. Obviously, he went to live, but he was one of the
He's
guys.
Not alone. A lot of guys went to live.
But these days, obviously, Scotty's playing some phenomenal golf, so he's fun to watch.
Yeah. So now you're in competition, then. It's always White Cloud Petro, right, for the top?
Yeah. So I heard Stevie's the best player on this team.
Oh, Stevie, he's kind of quiet. He's a quiet guy overall, Stevie.
I heard he played one round this year after not playing for 4 months and shot a 67.
Really?
So
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I'm not going to go gamble against
that's good. You need that inside tip before you do start playing for money.
Hey, how do you look at this opportunity, Anthony? You mentioned it, unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. And what was your mindset when the trade? You're psyched to come to Vegas, but a heck of a chance for you here. What's your approach? You know, you got eight games left, and then the playoffs on the horizon.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome opportunity. I've said this prior in interviews. If you told me last year I was going to get traded to Vegas for another run, I don't think I would have believed you. And I knew I needed a big offseason, big season this year, and that's what I put my mind and body to. And I think I've been delivering pretty good this year. And obviously it's not over. I want to push even further for playoffs. And, for me, I've only had a couple games in playoffs in my career, and I want this to be a long run, and I want to be an impact player for this team, and I think that's the opportunity that's given to me, and I need to take it.
I look at watching you, Anthony, and you can tell me, you know, when your game's at the best, but to me, your size. Although this team, I walk around and I'm like, I'm glad I don't play anymore because I believe the Golden Knights are the biggest team in the league. And you add in there at 6'5", but using your body, protecting the puck, net front, is that kind of where you feel your strength? And obviously you got great hands.
Yeah, I think that's all super good. Sometimes I have a tendency to maybe roll around a little bit more because in Wash we kind of wanted to roll and have some high F3 and things like that, so I just need to take that out, and I know Pav's going to be shooting. Carly's going to try to make that extra pass or that extra play. So for me, it's to get to the net and get those rebounds, have some good screens, disturb the play, and obviously be solid defensively also.
You mentioned your time in Washington, parts of 4 years of the Capitals. We talked with Joel Ward about this because he spent some time as a teammate with Alex Ovechkin, and we said, I think we kind of phrased it as, what could we not possibly know about him if we were not a teammate of his? So we'll kind of pose the same question to you as to what was it like to be his teammate and see him do his thing day to day?
That's a good question. Obviously, he's unbelievable, you know, as a player, as a human being. When I got traded there, he texted me, called me right away. When I got traded out of there this year, he called me right away just to wish me luck and everything. And obviously, once you're on the ice, he wants to win. He wants to play good. He wants to score goals, that's for sure.
He likes to score.
But no, it's just been a great experience to kind of see him accomplish so much in the last couple of years. And hopefully he's not done and he's going to get that. I'm not worried about it. But, he turned it around this year, and now Wash is in a good spot chasing to make playoffs. And obviously it's because he's turned it on in the last how many games. He scored a lot. So he knows what it takes, and he knows how to do it too.
What was the number we had? 18 goals in his last.
24
after a slow first half.
But do you ever get Dink or any other players? I know you're left shot, he's a right shot, but I think like you see so many players take the same shot from the same place or whatever, but he scores hundreds of goals. Just do you ever get frustrated? Like, how come he shoots it goes in? He can take the same shot another player.
I think it's just he has a different release. Really? You know, for that goalie, I think it's so hard to kind of know where it's going, and it's coming 100 miles an hour. So it's just a skill he has. Maybe it's the curve, the flex. Yeah. I don't know. But it just comes out differently than any other 1T around the league.
Obviously it's different. Used to it. I've got one of his sticks. I got signed before I left, so it's not he's not like Hull. It's a stiff flex, right?
I think so.
He's a strong man.
Yeah, he is. Ooh. Strong and pretty heavy too. Yeah. So I mean, he gets enough torque on that stick for sure.
And he's up to 848 now. So what's that? 46 shy of tying Gretzky.
Look at that math. That's
pretty
quick,
good.
Dave.
Your subtraction there. Last one I had for you, Anthony, is, you know, this team you come to an opportunity to make a deep playoff run. How much have you picked up on the guys that were here last year that were part of that, like heading into this part of the regular season with the playoffs coming up, how important it is to, and it seems like you guys have done this, got your game in order here over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the number one thing was to get our game together, you know. When trade deadline was happening, I think it was way tighter in the standings. Obviously, this team was kind of struggling to find some wins, and it took a couple games when I was here to kind of turn it around. But I think just the energy in the room, it's not the first time that they're kind of chasing for that to enter playoffs. And the guys, the energy is just different now that we're playing well. Hopefully it keeps going that way, because it's way like easier around the room than when you're losing 2, 3, 4 in a row and you're kind of chasing those points, and they're so important at this point of the year. And this road trip was a big plus for us, you know. Obviously, if we could track back to that Nashville game, it's on us not to lose that one, but the rest of the trip was awesome.
Anthony, thanks for this very much. We appreciate the time, and glad you're getting acclimated here, settled in a little bit. So you did the long-term Airbnb. So that's set through the end of June.
Yeah, that's set. That's
you're
set.
All set. Awesome. Playoff run, the whole nine yards. Good plan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Best of luck.
Thank you, guys.
Anthony Mantha joining us here on Nighttime at Noon as the Golden Knights get ready for they're in the home stretch here. Vancouver Canucks coming up here tomorrow night. We'll step aside. We're expected to hear from head coach Bruce Cassidy, his media availability coming up shortly here on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Live from City National Arena, this is Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Great to have you with us here. Dave Gosher, Shane Knighty with you on KTAN on this Monday, the 1st of April. A reminder for you, if you're in need of some new gear for the next Golden Knights game, or if you want to just show off your VGK spirit, visit one of the Vegas Golden Knights official team stores. You can check out VegasTeamStore.com as well, or at VGK Gear on Instagram to get the latest updates and all the latest gear. Golden Knights wrapped up practice here a little while ago at City National Arena, coming off what was an excellent road trip for this team, able to pull out four straight close games. The only blemish, the Nashville one, yeah. Which Anthony Mantha just said, look, they'd love to.
It was a close game going.
Love to have a do-over. yeah. But could not hold on for the win. But good win against Winnipeg. The Jets of six in a row now the other
way. Well, we need them to turn around. They're playing the Kings tonight.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Blues, a big overtime win on the Jonathan Marchessault goal. The huge save by Thompson on the penalty shot of Buchnevich. You mentioned the Nashville game. Winnipeg, the win on the one-time backhander from Ivan Barbashev, set up by Anthony Mantha. And then... you know, what was it? Did I see something, Shane? It's the first time in 21 years a team has won a game on an empty net.
It's rare.
Overtime goal.
I don't remember the last time, and not only that, his 40th.
Right, for Marchessault, right? And I get it. You know, John Hines rolled the dice here. Not long ago, it paid off.
I like, you know, at that point, he's aggressive. It worked the first time. Kind of surprised to see, but if you've done it once and it worked, why not try it again? We were watching that game. I think, you know, their percentage of their chance of making playoffs going into playing the Golden Knights was like 2.8%.
Yeah.
So if you can, you got to go for it at that point. But on the good side of it, it worked out for Vegas.
You're getting closer to the point of, you know, the Kings have a 5-point cushion on the Blues right now.
I think that the West is set for their 8. It's just the positioning.
It's just who's going to play who. And, you know, this could change on a daily basis. Right now, Vegas would play Edmonton.
Yep.
Vancouver, and we'll get to the Canucks here momentarily, number one in the Pacific and tied with Colorado with 100 points for number two overall in the West. Dallas at 103 leads the way right now. But the Canucks, Shane,
going to get to know the Canucks very well here.
Yeah, play them tomorrow, and then we go next week, right?
Yep, two in the next three.
Week right? From today, yeah. I think we play in Vancouver, right, next Monday.
Arizona in between.
Yeah, but a Canucks team that, you know, I heard some of Rick Tocchet's comments after their win yesterday over Anaheim. They knocked off the Ducks 3-2, and he said, you know, a lot of people had them as a bubble team this year, and – you know, fairly or unfairly, not sure. You know, they haven't really done a lot here in terms of, I think they pushed the Golden Knights in the bubble, right, to seven games back in 2020. They haven't done a heck of a lot in terms of either getting to the postseason or advancing in the postseason. I think they've won one round since losing to Boston in the Cup Final in 2011. But much different story this year. Some terrific young talent. They've been able to get it done here lately without Thatcher Demko in net, but, you know, there's three teams in the West that have clinched a spot, and they're one of the three so far.
Well, Rick Tocchet, to me, you know, he's, if not going to win, he'll be in conversation for the Jack Adams, you know, took over last year and kind of, you know, set the identity there. Rick Tocchet was living in Vegas, working for TNT, watched a lot of Golden Knights games, and I see a lot of similarities that he's brought to the way they defend. You look at what they did in the offseason, bringing in Ian Cole, Soucy, a couple big physical defending defensemen. So that was the area that they wanted to address. I think they lead the league in shots given up. They don't give up much to the opposition, so he's been able to instill that. And then they got guys, JT Miller, another terrific year, Besser, Pettersson, Quinn Hughes. They've got the offensive talent, but I think they just needed to shore up the way they defended in their overall game. I think Rick Tocchet's got them to buy in. They've done it for 1 year. We'll see how far they can carry it. When I look at the Pacific, I do look at the Oilers right now as the strongest competition for the Golden Knights. We'll see how that all plays out. We were talking about this earlier. There's no easy games in playoffs.
No.
Whatever the matchup, whether it's, whether it's the 2-3, whether it's the 1-4, the first round is wide open, and you've got to beat good teams if you want to reach that ultimate goal.
You mentioned Quinn Hughes leads all defensemen with 82 points, 69 assists, so he just increases his assist total. He did that last year, and he's done it again this year. Brock Besser's had a fantastic year.
38 goals. Elias Pettersson up to 33 goals and 84 points.
And JT Miller, how many points does he have?
Miller leads the team.
Yeah, he leads
right, 94
90.
Points. 35 goals, 94 points for Miller. The thing that impressed me, you know, we saw them early this year, like right around Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving in Vancouver, and then hadn't seen them since until fairly recently here in Vegas. How quickly their team speed.
Team
Boy,
speed.
They can move.
And depth now, right? Yeah. That's the other thing. We mentioned all the top. Yeah. Connor Garland's having a great year. Dakota Joshua, kind of a physical power forward that's on his third team, started as a fourth line, moved up, scored a pair of goals in their win yesterday, even a beauty between the legs on the power play. And then, as I said, solidified. They're big on the back end. Tyler Myers, Ian Cole, Carson Soucy, Noah Juleson, local boy that's plays a physical game. Say Hughes, Hronek are kind of – they're more offensive guys, but they've really solidified, made some nice little moves there. Zadorov they brought in, so another big man on the blue line. The thing they're missing right now is Thatcher Demko, their number one. But they're getting the goaltender. Probably see Casey DeSmith, I would guess, tomorrow, former Pittsburgh Penguin. This is a tough test for the Golden Knights, and I think it comes at a good time because you know, possible matchup, top of the Pacific. It's funny, all year round we talk about teams coming in to the Golden Knights to measure up against them, Stanley Cup champions. Well, this point of the year, I think the Golden Knights can look at the Vancouver Canucks and say, okay, let's measure ourselves here, and there's a lot of pride in that room. Let's show we still got it. So I'm excited to see how, well, first off tomorrow, but a couple of big matchups against Vancouver here throughout the end of the season.
Said it's been a couple of weeks now, 2.5 weeks for Demko that he's been out. What's quick math there? He's missed the last 8, including yesterday now. Casey DeSmith's come in, and, you know, they had lost a couple in a row before they knocked off Anaheim yesterday. But, you know, it's a team that, poised here, theoretically, to win the division.
Well, one guy they haven't had, I forgot to mention, their big trade, Elias Lindholm.
Right. He's been out a bit.
He's been out. So.
But, yeah, the Golden Knights, they'll have all they can handle here with
Absolutely.
Vancouver coming in. You know, we take a look at this week, Shane, and it's not an overly taxing week for this team coming off a long road trip, right? They play here tomorrow against Vancouver, a couple of days to get ready, quick flight over to Phoenix, take on the Coyotes on Friday. Then the team will come back before flying to Vancouver on Sunday.
Yeah, a couple of days between each game.
Yeah,
so I think it's interesting because, you know, going into playoffs, you wonder about the schedule. You know, they've gone through their heavy parts of the schedule. They just did. Played a lot of hockey on that road trip from the homestand, and I was hearing the Oilers have 10 games remaining in the last 18 days.
Yeah.
You wonder if that plays a factor, right? You know, maybe they're in a position at some point they can rest. Who knows? But the Golden Knights, it's a schedule here. Certainly they've got a win game still. You want to solidify that playoff position, but how they manage it throughout, it'd be good. If you can win more in the beginning, it allows you to manage. Certainly they have the depth. They have the bodies they can use to kind of manage some guys heading into that situation. They want to be full health. That helps you and allows you to do that. But that all said, tomorrow it'll be all hands on deck. Whoever's available, whoever's ready, the best lineup to go up against the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, Golden Knights have split the two games with Vancouver this year. He mentioned the game up there just after Thanksgiving, a 4-1 win. Canucks won here 3-1 just back a couple of weeks ago, March 7th.
They've always played well in Vancouver. Am I correct on this?
Yeah, a little more than I just want to correct myself. March 7th, they beat the Canucks, came in here and won. Yeah, they've had good success in Vancouver over the years, which – you know, for whatever reason, I just wanted to touch on, you kind of ran it down, Shane. Like, so they're down to 8 games left. And so you got Vancouver here tomorrow at Arizona, then Vancouver and Edmonton on the road. Possible playoff matchup, preview with that.
Either of them.
Both, yeah, could be either or. Back here against Minnesota, the Wild look like they're toast. Colorado, we know what the Avalanche bring to it. And then the last two home games against teams that are way out of it, Chicago and Anaheim. I'd be curious to see how the Golden Knights handled. You know, you'd think they would have, I think it's safe enough to say, they've done a lot of good work here over the last few weeks to
they can do good work
put
in the next
themselves
2 weeks,
in a spot
then,
to make the playoffs. Yeah, but, you know, it's, you know, what do they do between now and
then? It'll matter positioning, seed, can you still climb, can you not? There'll be some factors that come into play with those last two remaining games, but you're absolutely right with those opponents. they'll look at all scenarios and the best options going forward.
They went down to the final game of the regular season last year before they clinched number one in the West. Yep. You know, it's easy. Sometimes it gets lost in the mix, but as great are, you know, obviously the playoffs, but they didn't clinch that last seed until you get down to the nitty-gritty. The other question will be as they move forward here, you mentioned Tomas Hertl practicing with the team today.
Yeah.
Had a red jersey on, but Bruce Cassidy always uses, until he's skating with the group, I can't tell you. You know, they don't really think too much about where he might fit in. He skated with the group today.
Well, we're up, so where our studio is right above the ice. So they practicing had ended, but I took a peek out. He's doing battle drills, some extra contact, and that to me is always a good sign when you're getting there. Obviously, needs to come out of the red jersey would be the next step, but the fact that he's working on contact drills, that's a big step forward.
So the questions would be Hertl, and if and when we see him, you know, is it tomorrow? Is it maybe they buy him a couple of extra days, and is it in Arizona Friday?
And where does he go? All that fun stuff comes.
And where does he play?
Well, as long as and you want them to stay healthy, right? So you have all those different options.
Theoretically, the wing. I think that's kind of the thought. He'll play wing, center that can play wing. Predominantly played center in his time with San Jose, and man, scored some big goals against the Golden Knights, so it's good to have him on the other side of it now, quite obviously. You know, the other questions would be, obviously, you know, the health of somebody like a Will Carrier, right? Yeah. He's missed all that time, came back and played in six games, nicked up again. He's missed the last three. Aiden Hill, not sure. We haven't seen him since he left that game recently. And, you know, the Golden Knights have already said Mark Stone won't play the rest of the regular season, but you know, how far would they have to go in the playoffs to make a return?
I think it's like Kelly McCrimmon said, with that injury, nobody knows. You know, there's you can't just set a time when you're talking about the spleen. It's, you know, kind of wait and see how he continues to progress.
And I don't think, this is not my forte, a doctor.
No.
But I don't think there's much you can
do. It is April Fool's Day. You could have said it is.
I barely do this.
That's true.
I don't know if there's much you can do for it.
No,
I think it's just
there's nothing. That's
take
that's
time
internal
and
healing.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the Golden Knights coming up. Said Vancouver here tomorrow night. We'll have it for you on both Vegas 34 and KTNB Channel 13. It'll be our first kind of dual broadcast, if you will, with the fine folks over at KTNB, and then the Golden Knights will be in Arizona, take on the Coyotes on Friday. So we will step aside, and one more segment to go here. Dave Gosher, Shane Knighty, as the Golden Knights gear up for the Vancouver Canucks in a big matchup at the Fortress tomorrow night. We'll have more after this on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
We're back to Nighttime at Noon on your home for the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Las Vegas.
One final segment here. We're going to hear from head coach Bruce Cassidy momentarily. But before that, you can watch your Vegas Golden Knights this season on Nighttime Plus. Download Nighttime Plus today on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or television to watch the 2023 Stanley Cup champions live every game. Nighttime Plus delivers all locally televised games on Scripps Sports as well as bonus content created throughout the season. Download today and tune in all season long. Golden Knights and the Canucks coming up tomorrow night at T-Mobile Arena. The Golden Knights down to their final eight games of the regular season. Had practice here earlier today. I don't know how you feel about it, Shane. There are times during the season it feels like it's going by slowly, and then there's times it seems like it's going by rather fast. And it seems lately like the pace of this, they're going to be done with the regular season before we know it.
I know. I was thinking about that the other day. You know, for you know our position, it's – I kind of enjoyed the weekend because we didn't do the game Saturday.
Right.
We got to
right.
enjoy the weekend, but and it's a slow week. But after this, it is on, right?
Yeah.
It's that race to the finish. Then once playoffs come, basically it's all hockey. As Anthony Mantha was mentioning, it's nice to have his family settled because now the focus all goes on hockey at this time of the year and another season. They always go by like that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, you're talking, oh, we're halfway through the season, and then boom. Eight games left.
After the game in Arizona, which is Friday, it's every other day,
yep.
right? They've got that little breather. But once that, you know, Vancouver on the 8th, every other day, Vancouver, Edmonton on the road, and then four straight here at home, yep. which, by the way, they've taken a turn for the better at home, right? 3-0-1 in their last four, the only blemish, tough loss to Tampa.
Yep.
But they've been much better here at T-Mobile Arena. So the Golden Knights had practice here at CNA earlier today, and afterwards, Bruce Cassidy addressed the media.
Yeah, it's important for him to get around his teammates in that type of environment. He's been skating on his own here a little bit. We were away, so I think it's great for him to start interacting, see what it looks like, how we practice. You can't tell everything in a lot, but like I said, just being in the room at the same time, he's usually, you're skating by yourself, you're dressing early, it's a bit of a lonely life sometimes, you know, so this is good for him, and obviously getting closer, right? I don't know when he'll play. He's not playing tomorrow. He's still in a red, so we'll see how that progresses. Well, there's going to be rust. We know that. So I wouldn't say there's a whole lot. We just want to get him some games, whenever that is, so he can get up to speed and help the team win, right? So then we'll, after he gets a few under his belt, then we'll probably look, okay, where does he best fit, right? That might sort itself out right away. It might take time. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But, I mean, we know what his game is. He's been in the league a long time. But how does it complement the center ice when he's playing with is what the first thing we're going to try to get to the bottom of, because, you know, there's only 8 games left. It's not tomorrow. It's 7. So he's not going to have a lot of time, unfortunately. But that's what it is. And again, a guy that's been in the league that long and has a good hockey IQ, I'm sure he'll sort his way through in a hurry, too.
Did you say did you expect to start on the wing and then center ice?
No. Well, right now, I think it would be easier to come in and play the wing than center in our system and being out that long. So that's probably where he would start. Doesn't mean he'll finish there, maybe not even finish the game there. And then it will depend on health. Right now, we have 4 centermen that we typically play. Howie's played a lot of center too, healthy. So that would probably be the way we'd start. I'll have a discussion with him on that very soon on how he feels about that.
Any updates on the
not much there. Neither one will be ready tomorrow. We'll left the trip day to day. Yeah, until they get with the team, there's not much we can say there. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. That'll be up to the medical team.
The goals against Tom were really good on that road trip, and you guys aren't allowing any chances. How close does it feel to where you want the game to be going to the playoffs? Like, how much room is there?
Well, a lot closer than it was a month ago, so let's keep it going. I think there's been a stretch now, so it wasn't just luck for a week, right? I thought at home we did it on the road for the most part. I know the Nashville game got away, but I didn't feel it was chance after chance. They were opportunistic. They buried some of their top players, so I'll give them credit. But I like where it's going, and we're not stuck in our end for long stretches. We're managing the puck better between the blue lines. Actually, in Minnesota, maybe the low zone plays, we tried to force a few plays that came back at us that gave them some odd man rushes. And they made a nice play in the power play. But all in all, I said I really liked how it's supposed to look in terms of limiting zone time, too. That means we're closing quicker. It also means we're getting the pucks. We're rebounding pucks better ourselves in our end and getting it and moving it up ice and being cleaner in that area as well. I don't know that his game changes a lot. I think, you know, to me, is he in control? Is, you know, when you're watching the game after, are there, after the first save, is he back there, get ready to make the second one, or is the rebound getting to the right spot? So I think rebound control is one thing I think has been better. And as I said, maybe that's because we're helping him more that as well. But he's just right now, he's a confident goalie, and I think what he's seeing is what he's used to, where the team's playing better in front of him, but is always going to have some breakdowns. That's human nature. That's a game of mistakes, and he's prepared now to make those timely saves, and it's not one after another. So I think we're better in front of him, and as a result, he has to not quite do as much, so he's a little bit sharper, less fatigued, whatever word you want to do to be able to make those saves. So, and sometimes there's a bit of luck involved, right? Like there's some games they'll hit a couple posts and could make the difference in the game. And the next time it's posting in, this time it's posting out. So those go into those short, but now it's not getting short anymore. It's a lot of games he's strung together. So I think our puck luck has been better, period, as a team. you know, Winnipeg the other night made a good play and they missed a good chance, the Oilers, right? That maybe a month ago goes in, they bury that. So not going to end up swinging the game. So there's a little bit of that going on. Usually when you start winning a little more, you're usually getting a few breaks along the way. And I think we've earned them, but we've gotten more than we did, say, a month ago when it seemed like a lot of those pucks were finding their way in. And that happens to goalies too. So he's playing well. We're playing well. We're getting a few breaks. It all adds up to low numbers. But the numbers do speak for themselves in terms of chances against. We are better. It's going to reflect in the goaltenders has less to do too, and that's the way they'd want it. Probably too. I would say Jack, if I'm going by last year, Jack was probably what, 19? Okay. Carly, what, 16 and a half? Maybe. So that's, I was good in math as a kid. So let's see if I am as an adult. It's like 2.5 to 3 minutes. So if it's five, it's probably too much. Jack kills penalties more this year. So that's naturally going to bump it up. He didn't do much of that last year. So five's probably too much, but it's going to be more than it was last year, if that answers the question.
Shift length matters in that?
Yeah, yeah. Carly's pretty, they're both responsible players. Jack, he might stay longer than Carly at times. And then power play, Jack will usually stay a little longer. So there's always a little bit there that they both play in overtime a lot, so it's not overtime. It's probably mostly PK and then a little extended on the power play. Are we chasing the game or not? If we're chasing the game, sometimes Jack's line will be out there a little more because they're offensively our top line in terms of producing. So that could be another reason.
So that is Bruce Cassidy, some of his media availability earlier today at City National Arena as his team gets ready to take on the Canucks tomorrow. And just kind of looking at Logan Thompson, we kind of started with five straight starts now, just one goal allowed by him. And that's coming off that game in Buffalo where he gave up a career-high seven. He sat on that for 2.5 weeks, right? Aiden Hill made the next five after that. But since Thompson's come back in, he's been, you know, and Bruce Cassidy makes the point.
They've played much better. He's been better, so yeah. When he, one plus one adds up.
Equals three.
Keep adding up.
That's going to do it for us here on K-10 on a Monday. No April Fool's stuff today, but still April Fool's Day here. But thanks to everyone for behind the scenes for making this happen. We also appreciated the time of Anthony Mantha, who joined us on the show as well. We'll have the call for you tomorrow night on the TV side on both Vegas 34 and KTNV. Of course, Dan and Gary have the call right here on Fox Sports Las Vegas. Have a great Monday, everyone. We'll talk to you next time on Fox Sports Las Vegas.